Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. So glad to have you here with us. Yes, this is the Friday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and it is Rebel Card Night. Yeehaw, right, Jim? Yes, so we're very excited about that. Can't wait to get into the reading. First, let's have everybody on the same page, all right? Ordinary playing cards are deployed for these readings. Second of all, no tarot, no oracle, and no other system. Just personal prophecy, as I was taught, and as many of you are going to be able to learn it from me very, very soon. Okay. So with that said, I also want you to know I'll be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers tonight. And that gives me a lot of insight into what's going on in their lives. You know, sometimes things will go backward in time. Sometimes we'll be focused completely on the present. And other times we'll be heading into the future. So that is very important for me to get that look.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
What?
I'm just...
Yeah. To get a chance to look at what's happening for you, as long as also I'll be answering your questions. With that said, I think it's time to turn this over to Mr. Jimbo himself right here.
Welcome, everybody. We want to remind you that this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. We also want to remind you, folks, if you're international, please let us know and we'll give you an international shout out. And I don't know that we have anybody to do so yet. Not yet.
No.
They will come. They shall be here.
We built it. They will come.
Yeah, book them. They will come, like they said, Wayne's World 2.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, making fun of that movie. Not making fun of it, but using that as a parody.
Yeah.
Okay, number 515-602-9676. That is the number you call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that you can listen to the show while you wait. That means you're in the queue.
Excuse me.
I see you. I got it ordered down. It's pretty much everybody here was in basically when the show started.
Yeah.
Maybe not when the show started, before when they were allowed to come in 50 minutes prior to the show start. So we got a list. That's our list right there. And we will follow our list. All right? All right. That's the name of that, too. Facebookers, no guarantees. We try to jump over to you folks when we can. See what happens. Like I said, no guarantees, no time frames, no nothing. You just got to wait until we tell you, because we don't have a cool queue system you can messenger in and wait. So doesn't exist. So it is what it is. Tonight, like Deb said,
yeah!
Rebel card, no angels tonight. The angels are all on vacation for Friday. They're all partying, doing angel shots. But that rebel yell is almost the same scenario as in your reading with Deborah has been concluded. It has to end. There's folks, we never typically, unless we threw some last-minute show together, we never typically can get to every single person. So we want to get to as many as we can. So when you hear the rebel yell, know that your reading's over. We don't need to, like, continue. You ask a couple questions right when we get your thing, your time starts, and then you'll be good with your two questions.
And you can also bring your extra questions to my 800 number, which you'll find right on the front page of my, just hold your water, okay? I'll be with you in a second. On the front page of the PsychicLoveDoctor.com website. And you can come in and have a 5-minute reading I think it's got to be 10 minutes is they set the minimum, but you also get 5 free minutes if you're new.
But it's not like you could get a reading in 5 minutes anyway.
Probably not.
No.
Unless it's going to be a one question answer.
But even then, 5 minutes, I mean, that would be, you'd have to like be speed everything.
And I also do text readings. So, you know, you have options. Go ahead, Jim.
So when you hear the rebel.
Yeah!
So when you hear that damn dude yell, your reading's over. And before you depart, I'm going to give you a rebel card. It has a message. It may not sound very nice, but it has a positive. It means something positive, even if it sounds negative. Sometimes I'll say, quit being a baby, shut up, and eat vegetables or something. I mean, sometimes we need to, like, just kind of shake ourselves. Hey, come on, get back on track here. Don't be a baby. There's nothing wrong with
it. It's just going to be very straight to the point.
Because it is what it is.
In your face advice.
That is the truth. Okay, well, no time like the present to jump in. Let's see who we got here. Going out west, Deb. Go west, young man. Go west. Area code 310. That says it's in California. 310. Welcome
all
to the
right.
show.
All right. Welcome to our show. And who's calling us?
Hey.
Hi.
This is Vince.
Hi, Vince.
I used to live in California.
Right.
Yeah, and I used to live in California, but I'm in New York, unfortunately.
Still.
So,
okay. All right. Well, welcome back.
Yeah. Hey, so
what you to us, Vince? What's going on? What is happening in your world there?
Well, yeah. I have a problem here. I have a couple of job related questions, and see, right now I'm working as a seasonal at a brewery, and I don't know if they're going to take me on full time yet or not. But in the meantime, what's been happening is I've been getting bullied, harassed, intimidated, and attacked by one of my coworkers. And at first I was afraid to go to the human resources for it because I'm still a new guy type of thing and I'm only seasonal. But it got serious, and I did finally report it. So I'm wondering, are they going to fire me or both of us, or what's going to happen with that? And then the other part of the question is, I'm looking for another job right now because I don't know if this one's going to work out or not. I'm wondering if there's anything coming for me that I'm going to be able to keep my car and be able to be financially okay.
Okay.
Good question. I'm very sorry
questions.
You have to ask those.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Well, yeah, that's
now, good. Is this individual like spoiling for a fist fight or what?
Well,
yeah.
He looks like the type that would, but he did physically attack me, like not with his body or anything, or fists, but he did attack me in the sense that he threw an empty case at me and it hit me in the middle of the chest. But it's not so much that what he threw at me, the fact that he went that far that he would do that.
Sure, because that could be the tip of an iceberg, yes.
Yeah, and that could also be serious as an assault because,
yes.
You know, somebody right. in the chest, you know.
Well, that's why you got to report that.
So I'm, definitely going to look at
that. Once it hits the line, that's a problem. All right, card's going down.
Yeah,
shout out to Sophia, who's back in Sweden.
Yes.
Welcome, Sophia.
And Joanne is here from Newfoundland.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting.
All right, now I'm going
international to, shout out,
you
Joanne.
You want to know
Canada.
If what their action is going to be.
Right, and I do have two things working in my favor. Is number one, I have witnesses to back up everything I've said, and the other thing that I did not retaliate in any way.
That was wise,
very wise, smart,
very wise, because that would then they'd probably get rid of two people. So that's a very wise decision.
You're right.
Yep. So that's probably that. Like you said, that is witnesses and that fact are both in your favor.
I would say that would keep your job.
Because that person could start telling tall tales, but if there's witnesses, then that won't hold water. So you don't have to worry at least about that. So that's a good thing.
Right.
What a jackwad.
Really, seriously. I was just thinking that.
That dude needs
to. But then, you know, don't you worry about retaliation after that.
What are you going to do, Deb?
I guess we'll...
You got to do what you got to do. He's a freaking, he's an idiot. Maybe he'll get run over by a freaking car. One could only hope. No, I don't, I'm just kidding. But still, I mean, you know, somebody needs to. That's when you wish that you could call up some phone numbers and have like some little mafia people could come over and pay him a visit, straighten him out, give him adjustment. But if only. But anyway, back to the cards.
Right at this particular moment, all I'm seeing that's going to happen for him is he's going to be chastised and given a serious warning to stay the hell away from you. I'm not seeing right at this, like we were saying, at this moment that he will lose his job.
But that's right now.
But maybe that's, I mean, are you guys union or what's your situation?
Are they union? Anybody union?
No, there's no union there.
That helps in your favor.
Yeah.
So he does not have that protection?
And
no.
The thing is, he is considered by those who are in the, you know, above him, is considered to be a good worker.
Hmm.
And the problem is he just got some kind of issue with you. And
well, he has an issue, but he's making him his target.
Yeah, and he tried to lie his way out of, you know, and it's saying that you've been egging him on, you're the instigator, but with your witnesses
that's a winner.
It is.
And it's good that they're honest witnesses, which means they probably don't think highly of this guy. It's probably not the first time they've seen this guy not react appropriately.
Well, he's on warning. I definitely see that.
Yeah.
The thing he had to sign.
A lot of times an HR place has to be careful and have a very, very, very clear process of how they do this, just in case. So nobody can come back later with a lawyer and try to sue him for something. They can say, oh, no, here's the deal. You did this. You signed this. You know, so sometimes they do that. I mean, that's borderline. Usually the throwing of something and an object striking you, they should. And maybe they'll discuss it after the cards more. Maybe they will say, you know, we got to let this guy go. This is out of control. But maybe we'll see, right? Right now it looks like he's going to get, like, a warning to, like, no more chances. Don't even sneeze on this guy, right?
Well, and it's
right now
kind of under advisement in the sense that it's going to be looked at, I hear Monday and Tuesday, it's going to be looked at more closely about him. Yeah. Don't see that you're in any danger. I mean, he's not going to, you know, shiv you on the job or something like that. But he's got a problem with you.
Yep.
Maybe you're just, Vince, you're just too handsome. You know, could be the problem. Who knows?
It could be jealousy.
Sure.
It's like, pretty seems to be shit hot. That makes me feel threatened.
And that's a big part of it. You're a good worker.
He gives a darn.
Keep your nose out of trouble.
Yep.
You're the golden boy in many ways here. And he just lost his cool.
Well, it's not just a one-time thing.
Yeah, he's been bullying you.
Yeah, it's not a one-time thing. That was just that example was the escalation of it all, the worst thing.
Yeah.
What else about any future stuff here, jobs?
No, I feel like
jobs,
gonna,
jobs.
Oh, jobs,
he's
jobs.
One of the other jobs too. He wanted to, that part too.
Yeah, I wanted to find out if they're going to offer me a full-time position. Because my 90 days is going to be up at the end of this month, or if there's another job, because right now I'm hurting financially, and unless I get something else within the next 2 months with better money, then I could, I'm going to be put in a real bad bind with my car and other stuff, bills and everything.
Stupid-ass bills.
So I did have two interviews back-to-back a week ago for Blue Triton, which is a water bottling company, and they're very well-known. It was very good pay and everything. It came down to deciding between me and one other guy, and they chose the other guy, and I really thought I was going to get it, but I didn't.
Well,
you were at least a finalist. I mean, there's something to be said there. It's not any comfort.
Yeah,
it's not
true,
a comfort.
No.
It doesn't help your bank account or anything. But
right.
at least keep you positive for the next interview.
And you're like this young lady who calls us quite often. She's desperate to find a good, better paying job for her stability. And she's not 21. I mean, she's, you know, got a few miles on her as far as work experience, et cetera. And as I tell her, I'm going to tell you, you are destined for a much better job. And it's going to include all the things that you literally are manifesting for yourself. The thing is, all of these turndowns are just indicated to push you in the right, to get you where you need to be, you know, to get you knocking on the right door. So keep doing it, because there is one coming for you. And I would like to ask you, how is your wife?
She's going through a lot right now. Like, one minute she feels better, next minute she doesn't. Her whole body has broken out into hives because she was allergic to something that they gave her at the hospital.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, the breast that kept swelling up and everything, there's a little bit of a lump on that's on the inside, and we're
okay.
With that.
Well, I want you to know there is somebody new coming into your medical team for your wife. And this somebody new has a really sharp eye. I'm telling you, I really feel that as it's going to be a slow process, but I think your wife is going to be better and on her feet.
Remember, slow process.
And just remember, that's just my personal
opinion.
Not a
doctor's opinion.
To you.
It's a card reader.
Okay.
They're doing a consult with somebody who is really almost like so perceptive that they see what they need to see that others are missing. So it's new eyes onto your wife's case. And I wanted you to know that. And you just keep doing, you know, keep on keeping on with what you're doing. I really feel I'm going to put it out right now. My perception is the next time you call us, you will have a job to tell us about. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Just hold on to that. And then see what happens. All right. Now, Jim's going to give you a rebel card.
Yes, your rebel card is don't effing force it. Allow that stuff to come to you.
See? And it's crazy, but it will.
But don't force it doesn't mean don't keep trying to do things. It means maybe.
Right.
Maybe don't force it, like, get yourself all stressed out. Just keep doing the interviews, keep doing the thing with HR, keep doing the right things, and it's going to come to you.
It is. I believe this with all my heart.
Yeah, I know it's hard to be positive. Easy for us to talk like that about that kind of crap.
Yeah.
We're not in your shoes. But we empathize and sympathize and all the thighs.
I think your car's going to hang on for you, too.
Well, I didn't know that.
Okay.
Bessie isn't ready to give up the ghost. All right, Bessie, whatever you might call her, Kathy.
If you give a lot of people don't do that anymore.
Well, they did. Years ago, they did.
That's why I said a lot of people don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different generation. All right, well, good luck, Vince.
Yes, blessings to you, Vince.
All right,
you bet.
All righty.
What a good guy. You know, you can just hear him.
He's definitely a fighter. And his plate is all sorts of full of shit, so to speak. His plate is full of shit, and he does the best he can with it. Okay, now we're going coast to coast, area code 352, which is in Florida, 352. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello there.
Good evening.
And,
sorry, this is Joanna.
I'm sorry, guys. There's a bit of a delay over the
radio.
Joanna.
So who are we speaking with?
Yes, who are
Joanna.
Who, well, hi, Joanna. Oh, Joanna, it's nice to meet you and talk to you. Yes. So.
I'm very, very excited. The two areas that I'm most interested in are moving and finance. I've been having struggles for years with both of those areas, so if anything comes up with that, I would very much appreciate that.
You're trying to get out of Florida or move to another part of it? Or
move to another part of it. Yes,
okay.
Move to another part of Florida.
and you're looking for, the other thing is a better job?
Well, I've been disabled for many, many years, and I keep getting turned down for my disability, and I'm in the middle of another case, so I'm hoping finally this time it'll come through. Yes.
We get a lot of calls like yours.
Yeah.
Yes. And we've seen a lot of success come through.
Is this through Social Security?
Disability.
Yeah.
Aren't they a
bunch of jackwads? They act like their money.
You got no problem taking that money out of my paycheck every single freaking payday with all
Sure.
Yeah, I don't get the chance to jerk them around. I'm giving them money. Oh, no. Jackass.
Right. We pay in our whole lives, and then they don't want us to have the benefits when we need it. Yes.
It comes out. It never even touches my hand. It just comes out of my check. I never even get to say goodbye to them. I don't even get to wave goodbye to that goddamn money. It's just gone.
Some people have no trouble. It's like poop through a goose.
Yeah, and they get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like that's not the norm, though. It seems like most people have to really go through a bunch of crap.
Well, and then when you have to get recertified, that's another, hurdle you have to jump.
You should all be beaten rubber.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how. Runs this area of the government.
Well, that's the key is the word G word. As soon as you say the G word, then you know, of course it's going to be screwed up 90% of the time.
I could not work there. I tell you, I would want to give everybody what they deserve, and I would be out on my keep.
But you'd be overruled. You wouldn't have that authority. The only people that get that authority are people that are soulless.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Let's see what we have for you. First of all, I think that you're going to have to really persevere. Think of this as your own private battle. You're at war with the government.
Yes.
Okay. And you keep that war face on because they want you to go away. They just want.
They want everybody
like, get along. You just go away.
It's like they need. They want people to crawl through glass and fire to really earn. Like they need to earn what they should be getting.
Do remember though.
And there's also people that cheat them.
You do have a chain of command
that hurts.
At your disposal if you need to use it. And it's a rough and rugged road, but you can use that to start going up the ladder as needed. And you need to, some of the people that have had readings from me ended up all the way to their congressman.
Yeah, you can engage all your local representatives, your...
Isn't it an election year?
It depends on where.
Yeah.
You engage your senators.
I've done that. I'm sorry. I apologize for speaking of you. I've reached out to them, and they were asking, do you want to take action right now? And I'm like... Well, they're telling me I have to wait a year, normally something that's taking 2 to 3 months, and they're all saying COVID, COVID, COVID. I don't believe COVID is holding things up for a year.
Well, that ship has sailed anyway.
They need to get that up.
So that's an excuse that they got to flush that turd down the toilet because that excuse is gone now. It was probably a great excuse for them in the past. Oh, COVID, I just loved throwing that word.
Oh, gosh,
that was probably the government's favorite word. Yeah, I need a new driver's license. Oh, COVID.
You couldn't get a driver's license.
You can get an appointment. I see we're about 4 months out booked now because it's by appointment only at DMV. Yeah.
Well, I really do feel that you're eventually going to get the results you want.
Wow.
And that's what you're going to have to fight for your right to
party.
Right.
To party over your victory.
Well, I just couldn't help the Beastie Boys reference. My bad.
Yeah.
Well, you would party once you get it. In a sense, you should have to feel like it's a party, but you're going to party because of all the fighting you've done to get it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Something that you shouldn't have had to fight for.
No, I'm just upset at how many years I've lost out on for disability.
And I don't think they back that, do they?
It's
back
a dirty it. Business. It really is.
They should. They should.
Like you're dealing with the mob. Like they're,
Yeah, you're right.
You're dealing with the mob, but they're dumber.
Well, are going to eventually connect with the right person that's going to put you in the hands of the right person. I know this sounds very cliched, but it's true. And the move is going to come through for you. I do believe that it will. I hope that you can wait into, I feel that it's going to be into next year. Because we're halfway through this year.
Well, we're over the hump. We're on the downhill run to 2024. I
mean, you know, Christmas is like 4 months away.
F Christmas.
I know, right? Where did the year go?
Bah humbug.
So I think that you should prepare in mentally, spiritually, psychologically, to whatever way, get it all together, like you're getting your ducks all in a row, and be expectant. You're going to win this war. You're going to get what you deserve.
Yeah! Wow, you're giving me the chills. Yeah, woo! Thank you. Well, that's like the best news I've heard in a while.
Well, stand by, because here's your rebel card. Your rebel card
wonderful.
Says...
Thank you so much, and bless you both.
Wait now, we have more for you.
We have your rebel card yet.
Yes, says, yes, I'm waiting.
It says some good shit is about to happen. Don't let your issues fuck it up. And I don't know what that means.
Wow.
I don't know what that means. I don't think you have any issues, but
that's how these rebel cards are.
Yeah, that's how I have some rebel cards.
Yeah, they're just gonna say it plain.
Yep. But hey, as long as the first part is good stuff's about to happen, that's what matters.
Yeah, I like that very much.
True that.
So don't be a stranger. Yes. Give us a call. We'll keep working at this with you. Okay?
Oh, thank you so much. And bless you both, and you have a wonderful evening.
Oh,
absolutely,
thank
you too, and good
and
luck to you.
Thank you, right. Exactly. Take care. She really has spirit. You know, could you feel it? I mean, that woman is so full of spirit.
International shout out to Rachel, who just popped in from the land down under.
Hello there, Rachel.
She's an Aussie. Should we give them a quick, should we see if anybody would like one from there before we move on to the phones?
Yes, if anybody would. I don't know if anybody will.
We'll see. We'll give you guys.
Catherine's
like,
baking.
Yeah, she's making making cookies or
Sophia's
cupcakes. Or
here.
Sophia and Rachel and Michelle and Lions and Tigers and Bears.
Joanna.
That's different. Joanna's here. All right, we'll open the floor. If you could messenger, that would be the bestest of best things. If you could do a Facebook messenger, Deborah Lee, because that'll make things just like the phones, very live one-on-one interaction, quicker, better quality reading for you. You can go audio only. It doesn't have to be video. Everybody thinks you have to do video. You don't have to do video on messenger. You can do audio just like at the phone. So you guys do what you got to do. We'll wait a few seconds, then we're going to jump right back to the phone lines. We just got a pretty good start, so I thought we could maybe sneak one in here before the halfway point. If it is not meant to be, then it is not meant
to
be.
If you're on the phone, hang ten.
Oh, yeah. We're going back. We shall go back. Is that like a...
Well...
That's kind of... I don't know. Do you do
that
kind
of thing? I helped another
lady.
Yeah, I helped one in New York City. She put her false teeth down and couldn't remember where they were.
Oh, that was a long time ago, wasn't
that?
It? I do remember that call. And I think you gave her some clues and they turned up, didn't they?
I did. Let's take a look for Rachel.
All right, well, there you go.
Has Grandma left them in the house? I lost them in the house?
Well, she's 97, so I don't think she lost them hang gliding.
I just want to make sure I don't have to look, you know, through.
I got you. I would say it's pretty good. But you're right. She could have been getting transported somewhere.
Of course, Michelle. We may still be talking at 8:00.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. And then she has to go into the 800 system and activate that, too. It's not just like you can, bam, hit it.
All right. We're going to do this.
And I'm
going to
be playing games.
Emily is yelling from the dining room. She's adorable, by the way.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Catherine's daughter. She's saying, hey, Jimbo, please, can you pull one of your rebel cards, please, please?
I'll do it while we're waiting
for more
info from Rachel. Well, all right, you know the big picture. She'll give you more info as you put the cards on. Rachel, the cards came down. You can feed her more info on if there was any traveling involved, or is it as simple as being in a confined space of a house, which we know that's not simple. We all lose crap in our house, and it takes some time. Sometimes things never show up, ever.
Or they're in the most ridiculous places.
Oh, she's in a fancy home. She's in a home, so it could be... somewhere in that you know, a lot of those home type places, there's a lot of places it could be, not just a room. All right. Well, interesting. Well, hopefully, maybe if she doesn't find them, somebody will say, huh, whose are these? And then hopefully you can let the staff know. We're looking for description of the glasses, blah, 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 blah. All right. For, was this, you said for
Emily.
Kathy, for Emily, that's her daughter?
Emily's daughter, yeah.
The subject is rebel. You know why? Because fuck it. That's why. It just says because fuck it.
Like, go ahead, be fearless.
It doesn't mean like rebel and you should try to overthrow the government. It means like maybe whatever you're doing and you're trying to, you maybe had an idea that seemed like it was outside the box. It's like, yeah, go for it, just because.
Rachel, I honestly believe they're going to be found. There's like maintenance workers there or...
Staff, some kind of staff.
Yeah.
I'm sure they let the staff know, I would hope. That
and they
the
ended
lookout.
Up in a place where somebody, I think she dropped them, they fell, and or she set them somewhere and somebody tried to put them in a safer space. And then forgot.
Yeah, I mean, somebody else could have, like she said, moved them somewhere and didn't tell somebody else they did it, you know?
And you know what will happen? It's
another
like
person
lady,
in the home could have done it.
Oh, look at Emily loves it, Jim. She sent a picture of her daughter.
Aha.
Look
okay.
at that. She loved it.
Yes!
Yep, that's your mantra there, Emily.
Rebel.
Rebel and...
Like
it.
I said, don't try to overthrow the government.
Yes, and I was just going to say so. The lady with the false teeth. Yeah, where'd it go? I was going to tell you that it...
The example.
It turned out they were under her nose the whole time, but she didn't see them, if you know what I mean.
See, there's what we were looking for, the piece of the puzzle. Typically, she doesn't leave her room, but she had to go see an ear specialist.
Well, I think, believe they're going to get found. I don't see her feeling, you know, long-term sadness over this because they're going to get found.
And you've got a pretty good pathway. You know pretty much,
yeah.
you know, it wasn't
yeah.
like she was on airline travel connecting through airports.
She
and
went
trip.
To
so
a
helps.
Specialist. She went to an
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. Yeah, that's what I just
Somebody
said.
Somebody put them in a good spot. All right, so I believe they'll get found. Oh, and that woman with the teeth, she ended up ordering a brand new denture.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
Yeah.
And by the time it came, she found the teeth.
Yep.
They were right
what
there.
What did she do with the new stuff? Do you remember?
I would think you'd keep it.
I don't think they're going to take them back.
No.
But at least you got a spare.
Yeah.
Which sounds crappy, but yeah, is what it is, right?
All
right.
I do believe you'll find them. I do.
Not day before, but yeah, you're right. And you got to figure, was it a medical transport? Or one of you folks do it? There's so many. She knows. There's so many things you got to do to track it down. It's almost like you're a freaking Sherlock Holmes. You got to play Sherlock Holmes.
I didn't feel anybody else wants them.
What are the odds of that anyway? With glasses?
That's kind of a personal thing.
Yeah, they would have to be laden with real diamonds to have somebody want them. Because
well,
as far as the glasses and
yeah.
putting them on. That typically is going to work for one human, typically.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're probably 97-year-old granny glasses, so some dude ain't going to want them. That's like a driver or something like that, you know? So let's do it.
Yeehaw!
All right.
Hi, Cindy, who's new.
New. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
You're welcome, Rachel. She's coming to us from Kentucky.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Here's your rebel card, Rachel. Whatever you are thinking about, don't do it. Now is not the effing time.
I wonder what that was.
Only Rachel will know, or maybe she won't know right now. Maybe later on it'll come to her.
Yeah.
So whatever you're thinking about, don't do it. Now is not the time. That's the message. Sometimes these things, quite often, these and the angel cards don't necessarily directly relate to the topic we talked about. Because you have a life full of billions of other things going on that we know nothing about. And we don't have to. That's the name of that tune. All right. Back to the phone lines. Don't touch that dial, folks, because 520 only.
Hello.
Hey, you guys.
Hey.
Hey, you guys.
You? Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
did. We had a great morning. We went and did errands, and now we're supposed to have dinner out in the back. And I don't know. I think he has different levels of energy. This morning he was hot and peppy. Last night he needed to rest.
The human body needs to do what it needs to do, yeah.
We kind of canceled last night's dinner. It was okay. I was tired myself.
You got to hold with that when you're healing. Yep. Yeah, it's hard. You can't probably make real solid plans when you're both healing.
Right.
You just got to roll hour by hour.
That is truer words were never spoken. You're right. It's a reminder. I'm just getting really bored with all of this. But oh well.
Yeah, I know. You don't like that because you like to be out riding your bike and stuff. We got it.
You'll have it.
We
back.
Know the feeling.
Yeah.
We understand that it's you're kind of probably feeling a little confined, not necessarily spatially, but confined as far as physical activity confinement. We got it.
Well,
this morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
Really, no. I thank you, Jimbo. He was really amorous, and he was really attentive, and he was really Mr. Peppy. And he was running and, getting things. And he said, oh, let's do this, and we'll do it tonight. And then this weekend, tomorrow, we're going to go do this because we have errands tomorrow. And we'll go, wherever you want to go and blah, 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 blah. He was at the upbeat. So whatever.
Well, I want to tell you that I have had, since yesterday, 2 doses of oxycodone. And I also had to sneak in the 800 milligram ibuprofen in there.
You took your antibiotic?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And the thing is, I had a really rough night. I fell asleep really fast. And then I'd wake up and I'd take the phone and there'd be nothing on TV. And it was as if I was getting angrier and angrier. And by morning, I was a savage. And I thought, those pills, when you don't take them for a long time, you really can notice personality change.
They just make me want to sleep.
It made me want to be mean.
So I never really cared for them. So I usually have a stockpile of them somewhere.
The big white jar that was shown on the radio.
No, go ahead.
I had got up, used the bathroom, came back. He takes his sweet time to come in my room. So I shut the door. And I heard you get up. I was still awake. This was like 4 o'clock or so.
I didn't get up at 4 unless
he
it was
15. He starts his crying. I'd given him the chance to come in. And I got so mad. I just grabbed that door open. And I said, you just run everything around here, don't you? Well, come in, Your Highness. And then I thought, poor Gibbies. I didn't mean to speak to him like that.
He's probably like, what the hell's your problem, bitch?
He's in cat therapy right now as we speak, Deb.
Really?
Cat therapy, joking.
I didn't know you had a cat.
I'm joking.
Oh,
no. Okay. I said your kid, your animal is in cat in therapy right now.
Yeah, he's in animal therapy. He's talking to a pet psychologist. Well, he's on a couch going, that bitch. I don't know. I can't figure her out.
So the whole point of telling you really that is about his mood swings that you've witnessed.
And then we said that could be everybody. Like I said, everybody reacts different to that kind of stuff. Those things, they don't do that to me. They just make me sleep and not poop. They constipate me and make me not. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you for that information.
They say that's a problem. Like people that are addicted to them.
No, it is a problem. It is.
Yeah.
So I'm eating a lot of stuff. It is a problem, and I'm eating stuff in the morning.
Yep.
To make me more functioning. No, I keep getting warned about that. And I'll eat a lot of watermelon in the morning and I don't have to worry.
Yep, a lot of fiber.
I just started taking ibuprofen 800 milligrams and my neighbor is so upset with me because he said it's not good for you and blah, blah, blah. But
I can't deal with the pain. I've been dealing with it for many, many moons now.
Yeah.
And I complained to the doctor yesterday. I said, I can't, this pain is just overwhelming. Even when I was taking oxycodone or however you pronounce it.
Yeah.
But then
I went
to something else because I told him I don't want to get addicted. And so I spaced those out. I use them very sparingly.
That's what I always done.
It is what it is. I know.
Yeah. Everybody's different. And the problem is all the freaking addicts out there have ruined it for people that aren't addicts.
They really have.
Yep.
The pill seekers.
The ones that want to take 10 of them at a time or whatever. The people with us that actually have actual real needs and aren't faking injuries, we got to it's almost like buying a goddamn house, the amount of paperwork and crap you got to go through to get those pills.
Well, they have to answer to the pain management division of the government.
Remember the one doctor, I think it was the one before, I don't know, I was like, look how you give me 15 pills to last 4 months. Is that the sign of a goddamn addict, 15 pills in 4 months? Really? Do you really have to keep asking me, are you sure? Come on. If I was an addict, I'd be wanting 15 pills a week, not 15 pills in 4 months.
Or a day.
Yeah, it's like I take like 1 or 2 a week if
they
I'm having
make
a
you beg.
Yeah, if I'm having a problem, and it's for sleep. It's only when pain keeps me from sleeping. That's the only time I ever would take them. So go ahead, Deb. All right. So you want to go through like basically a general outlook type reading? Is that what you would like?
Yeah, please.
Or do you
What's your question, honey?
Yeah, if you have a question, ask. I don't want to put words in
your mouth. Well, I check up. We're supposed to have dinner tonight. I haven't checked with them yet. I don't know if we're going to cancel. And then the other thing tomorrow, we do have a doctor's appointment for me that we're going to tomorrow. And then beforehand, we're going to drive to different places to do some errands. And he's telling me this morning, he says, we'll go everywhere you want. Where? I said, you too. I'm trying to keep up with all his pep and energy. I never know how to respect him. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
He's been telling me, I love you. But I know it could be, I love ketchup, I love napkins.
Yeah, or like some of you women, hey, hi, I met you 2 days ago. I love you now when I say goodbye. How does that fucking work?
Oh, that's directed at me.
Yes. Well, you and other women, too, like, because they say it back. Obviously, they say it right back, too. Like, oh, I love you, too.
Really?
Really. You never physically met. You talk on the phone 3 times, and now you love each other.
You got to remember, it's not what love says. It's what love does. And that's when you find out who really does love you.
How in the hell does that explain what I just brought up?
Because I could say I love everybody in the world.
And that's what I'm getting at. When you do that, that word has no meaning. It's like when you walk up to somebody, say, hey, how you doing? And if they stop and say, well, here, you know what? I hurt my leg last night. I hurt my knee. It's like, I didn't really want to hear that. It was supposed to be like a greeting. How you doing?
Well, I'm just saying that you can show it by being generous and give, you know, charitable.
Which means you don't need to use the L word. You don't need to use the word, right?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel like you are trying to somehow trap me.
This has nothing to do with you. I just brought up the fact that, because she said, he says he loves me all the time. And then she went like, well, people love sausages. Well, I don't mean about that kind of sausage. People love meatloaf and,
you know. He said it.
I do. Actually.
People love cannoli.
Take the cannoli. Leave the gun. Yep, all right.
Or when I bought into a cheese bratwurst and squirt, and I love that.
Damn.
Squirt.
She's like a cheese bratwurst.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, if you cook some of those sausages, you get them up really hot, but they never actually got a place to leak the grease out. If you bite into them right off the grill, you might get blasted by lava.
Really?
So it's like pressurized. It hasn't come to our skin yet. They used to, what did they call them in the Navy? They called them.
Aren't you supposed to poke it first before you?
A lot of times if you grill them, they start already leaking the fluid out, and that's one of the ways you can tell you see it bubbling. Anyway, go back to her.
Yes. I love this. I love that.
Okay, well, I wanted to know how he's feeling. And what I'm picking up on is, yes, he loves you dearly. He's feeling a lot of attraction to you also.
I know.
You know? You know.
Well, I mean, the way he's behaving so amorous. Amorous. And he, like, what was it? Was it the other night? Was it last night? We canceled last night. The night before, I was really exhausted, and he was really coming on to me. And I thought, I can't do this. I have to get up and go take a shower. I'm not ready for this because it was a grimy day. It's very hot. And he was just really, he was ready. I could tell him. I thought, can you imagine passing that ship in the night? As these drugs, I just didn't have I don't have the pep. I don't have the, I mean, I could almost cry right now. I'm not myself. I am not myself. I am not myself. And I just
Can I ask you a question, Lisa? Lisa, can I ask you a question? Do you feel like you're not yourself?
You're mean.
Well, I think that because she's talking like she's on a little pain medication.
Well, by the way, do you shake
a little bit? She sounds a little loopy.
Do you get trembly? I do.
No. I'm facing my pain pills. I'm not taking them. I really am very conservative and sparingly. And right now I took a 800 milligram ibuprofen about a couple hours ago, and my pain is knocked out.
Yeah.
It's gone for the first time in all these weeks. Oh. It's gone.
Here's the thing about him, though. It's the same story with him, or the same song. Just maybe the tune is a little different. We'll put it that way. Because he's got all these feelings for you, and then here comes that great big nine of spades that is like super depression. It rains on his parade, and he thinks he can't keep you happy if you guys were made a vow of exclusivity.
Exclusivity. What a word that is.
It is.
Well, and you know, I've been telling him, because after your readings, I go and talk to him about that in a roundabout way. And I just say things to him, you know, that try to support the idea that that's not the case with me.
Okay.
And yeah.
No, but like we said yesterday, you lift him up. You are such a guiding light in his life that the thought of you not being there does truly terrify him.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. I told him that. It's not going to happen. You know, we're dealing, we talk about the future. He talks about the future and plans that we're making. And so, and I am all in, you know, but sometimes, like I said yesterday, last night, his energy was different, and I have to respect that, you know, I just have to respect it.
What are they saying about your pain? Do they feel it's going to go away?
Yeah, it was good news. It's just recovery time is what it is. He said probably in about a month, if you can imagine that I can get back on my bike.
I can imagine
a bike.
That.
You know, a bicycle. I can't do a bike until a month. I said, give me a break. And don't give me a break.
Yeah. Give me a break. Break me up a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
I said, he said, probably in 2 weeks.
Okay. You know, I will say one thing. Of all the over-the-counter stuff I've done with all the joint pains I've had over the years and stuff, ibuprofen has been the best.
Mm-hmm.
It has. Even just the over-the-counter ones, that's been the best, and the best is relative.
You
I'm
know,
not saying like I would take it.
This is the problem with my
good job.
Yeah. My kidneys I try to take really good care of because I had a lot of kidney stones. No one in my family has that problem. And I had surgery to remove all the kidney stones out about
8 years ago. So I've been really puritanical with my body. I don't put Tylenol. I would do yoga exercises if I got a headache. I would not take ibuprofen. Nothing. I would take nothing for headaches. I just do
ibuprofen. Do they make deposits in your kidney? Do they have some kind of mineral deposits that they create?
I don't know, but I was. I don't know.
I didn't know.
Water.
Well, I can see you being very, having gone through that, I can see you being very cautious. I would be too. Holy crap.
I didn't want to go under the knife again. I mean, it was horrible. Ooh. And so, and they made a mistake. They had to do another surgery on me because they didn't wire me correctly. And so it was a big mess. Anyway, so this time around, now all of a sudden I'm in a cycle of taking all this stuff and I'm saying, give it to me. I can't take this pain. And my neighbor is just throwing a fit. He said, this isn't good for your kidneys. You have to check. And I did check. And I thought, well, you know, if I just have 2 more weeks of pain and I'll ease off of it and I'll use it sparingly. But, you know, I just wouldn't be a good prisoner of war. You know, if they did the drain board on me or they were plucking out my nails, I would say, I'll give you anything. What do you need to know?
You know, I hear you. And I've had some teeth cleaning about that, and there was no anesthesia and stuff. And the person doing it was like, you're kind of laughing. I said, I'm laughing because I'm in so much pain. I'm like delirious. I don't give a shit anymore. I said, if you were like trying to get me to give info, I'd tell you every goddamn thing there was.
Yeah.
Actually, we're turning back the clock real quick because we got Lisa still. There was a movie, I think it was in the late 70s or early 80s, called The Running Man. It was with Dustin Hoffman,
yeah.
And it was about some kind of a connection with stolen diamonds from Nazi land and somehow. And they took Dustin Hoffman, and this guy was a dentist. He goes, oh, I'm going to do all sorts of dental shit with drills and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because they figured he knew something. And he didn't know. So they were like, you could hear him scream when they started drilling. You're like, this Nazi guy's like, I got some stuff I need to drill here. I see some cavity. We'll take care of that. Bill Thomas is screaming. But at the time, he really didn't know to tell them. Then he broke away and started running forever. It was called, it was a good movie. It is funny, but I mean, it was like, holy shit, when you saw it. Late 70s, called The Running Man. It was good.
Okay, I got a question for Lisa.
A lot of movies called Running Man, but that was the one, Dustin Hoffman.
Lisa, are you going to have physical therapy?
Which is also known as physical torture.
It is. And I'm asking her for a reason. Did she go?
No, she's here.
Hello.
Lisa, you're going to have physical therapy eventually, correct? We got a Lisa down. Roger that. We lost Lisa. Hey, Lisa. Maybe she dropped her cell phone in the toilet. No, she's still here. Let's assume that, or maybe she had to put us on mute because, I don't know. Let's just keep talking because she's here. She could be listening.
Yeah, well, I was going to diss Jim's comment
about
that he made.
Which one? I made a thousand.
About me having PMJ. PMJ.
Well, I had to take that opportunity. The door was open.
And he put that in. And I was going to say, the ones that really give you that pain and clicking is the little bitty ones that you really have to work to get your mouth around it, like yours.
I figured it was because some women are such hoas, they got 15 of those bitches running through their mouth every hour and their jaw gets sore. Not necessarily size matter. It might be the quantity.
God. See, I'm not the only one.
It might not be big enough, be small. It might be like, it's not that this or that. It's that you got a lot of cocks per minute going. CPM, cocks per minute.
Friday night, people, what can we say?
Yes.
If Lisa is going to go to physical therapy, she is not going to like.
Here's what I'm going to do, because this worked
the
before.
Person.
Lisa, if you can hear us and can't talk, I'm going to hang up, and I think she knows the call back. It happened once before, and it worked, and we'll see what happens. Maybe her cell phone died. I couldn't have died because she wouldn't be there. I'm a dumbass. All right, so we have temporarily disconnected her. Deb putting her cards up, but Deb probably remembers the last few things she wanted to say anyway. Yes. As long as we don't talk about TM. What is TMJ? What does that really stand for?
Oh, geez. I'm trying to remember.
I know it's jaw stuff.
It's a big word.
I know it's jaw stuff.
Albert Bundy.
I don't know who the hell Albert Bundy is to begin with while you're back. And then he's gone. He's not even in here anymore.
Oh, I wonder who that is.
That must have been what they call a jackwad.
I didn't quite catch the spelling, or I'd look it up.
I think it was Albert, like Albert Einstein, and then I think it was Bundy, like Ted Bundy or Bundy from Married with Children. Typical Bundy. Well, then, see if she's called back. She is not
temporal, here it is, temporal mandibular joint. It's a big, long word.
Yeah.
And it acts like a sliding hinge. Connecting your jawbone to your skull. Every dentist I've ever seen and stuff says, I have a malformed, and even the surgeon yesterday, he said, I've never seen a jaw like yours before. And they all say it's a congenital deformity.
What was the one infection that you could get? Was it tetanus that you could get lockjaw? If you didn't treat tetanus.
Yeah, from like a rusty nail.
Yeah, I'm saying tetanus, so that was, you could get lockjaw, right?
Yeah.
Which, that sounds weird, your jaw is locked, like somebody put a key. Would you just sit there like this? Hopefully it's in the open position so you can breathe.
Years ago, that was a terrible thing.
Well, lockjaw doesn't sound like a happy thing. It doesn't sound like...
Yeah.
I knew that TMJ was, like, not something that you could say, this T is, like, the motherfucking jaw. I knew it wasn't that, but I was just curious.
I know exactly where it came from. Back in my 20s, probably mid-20s, we were with some people for...
What were you doing back in your mid-20s that affected your jaw?
We were cooking steak, and the guy that was barbecuing the steak, he didn't know what he was doing. And it was like shoe leather. And I took a piece, and I remember I kept going,
and it was probably the cheapest steak on the planet.
Probably, and dry, and I should have given up or put it in little bitty pieces. And ever since then, it has snapped. I've had that snap.
It was probably a steak that was meant for like a stew. So it would sit in the stew for 4 hours.
But no doctor ever thought it was bad enough to get surgery on it.
Because they were looking at the now for you, not the 4 years from now, you know. And it was in the 70s, right?
Well, yeah, nowadays, they want to throw pills and stuff at everybody.
Oh, they don't want to throw those narcotic pills at everybody, mind you.
No, but tramadol is not bad.
That's a level down.
Yeah.
That is a level down. It's not as addictive, but
that
it's
not
still
a bad one.
You still have to put your driver's license to get it. They don't just hand it out.
Yeah.
Yep. And I was saying though that when I had my knee replaced, I mean, it is a big deal. They're cutting shit out. They were like, you can have any goddamn thing you want.
Because it would be so painful.
I was in the hospital. I didn't realize right away they were giving me like little oxy and I don't know. They gave me some pain stuff. Then they said, it says on your record. They didn't tell me this the first fucking day or the first. They said, it says here that if you need a morphine drip, we can give you that. I was like, where was that information 12 hours ago? And then we have this really high-dose morphine, this low-dose. I said, well, let's go with the high. But then I was cool. I said, well, let's go with the low next. I said, well, I didn't want to get addicted or anything. I want to get up and walk around and shit. But like the first, like that first night, nobody said shit about the word morphine.
Yeah. But that can be a rough ride.
That didn't do anything for me. It did. It was weird. It wasn't. It didn't make me sleep as good as oxy. For some reason, I figured it would, and it didn't make me like when I see the people take it on TV. Of course, it's TV. I didn't get like those weird reactions and feelings and like dopiness. Like, oh, man. I was like, it kind of makes you.
I hallucinate my ass off on these drugs.
Rachel, If, now, here's the deal with knee surgery. If you, did, you didn't wait for like 10 years longer than you should have, I hope.
Like he did.
And walk on it so it was like bending, like it was bowing so bad the other way. People were like, oh, my God, they thought I was going to snap one day while I'm walking. It was bowing so bad.
It was. Your mom and dad.
Everybody was freaked out.
We're looking
they
at
would watch, everybody said they were standing behind me. They'd watch him bend out, and they're like, we're just waiting for that to break while he's walking, and then he's going to be disabled. Yeah.
He waits so long for everything. And I guess
I'm
that's
not
what
a, I'm not in a big rush to get my I'm not getting a big rush to get my knee chopped off, but you know, it is what it is. And right now I'm better. Now I can, that thing is perfect. That is 100% perfect, like 13 months later. Well, it's 14 now.
And Rachel, if you're in
Laura from Canada International,
oh,
shout out.
Oh yeah, and who else is here? Suzanne.
Well, Suzanne. Oh, my God. Another international show. Suzanne from UK, from the land of Chicago.
Rachel, if you're in pretty fit shape or good shape, I think that you'll do better at recovery.
If you didn't wait 10 years longer than you should have, you're fine. They saved me for last, and I don't know. I don't know if he meant to do that. Probably. And said I was. It's like a lot of times that they have. You want to go home or you want to stay? We'll talk to you after the surgery. And they told me when I woke up, I was like, yeah, you got to stay overnight. The doctor said, you have to stay.
It was the longest knee surgery he'd ever done, he said.
Yeah.
To me.
Yeah.
Well, to you.
Yeah.
To somebody. He told somebody.
It's like, yeah, it's quite a challenge because it was so bowed. He had to take more bone out than he wanted because it has to be straight. He doesn't want to give me this bowed out new knee. He wanted to be straight, so he had to do more work.
Laura, I've read that it's a very good movie.
What is?
The Sound of Freedom.
Never heard of that. What is that?
It's a really good movie.
When and where did that come out?
She's going. Laura says she's going to see Sound of Freedom tonight.
I've never seen a preview for it. Have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Rachel's got bone on bone.
Oh, I had that. Yeah. I had, of course. They wouldn't even probably give you surgery if you weren't at that point. That's when they started doing it. They were not. If you weren't bone on bone, you're not getting a knee replacement. So that's, you got that. But I had bone on bone in 2011 or 12 when I saw an orthopedic, and that's when they said I should have got it. So I waited 11 years.
Okay.
No, I'm not yeah. proud of myself.
Don't
I'm just saying.
Don't still have somebody waiting?
No. Yeah,
let her through.
All right. I forgot. We apologize. 347. You are live. You have
Hello.
The floor. We didn't mean to be ass wipes. We were waiting because the last caller dropped. But it is what it is. You have the floor now. 347. With whom are we speaking?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Deborah. This is Tamika.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, Tamika.
Sorry that you had to wait so long.
We are very, very sorry.
That's okay. Did you try to get me earlier or something? I might have missed you.
No, we didn't. We had a full lineup before you.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
What's going on? What's happening?
Nothing. Just working away. I always listen. Sometimes I call, sometimes I don't, but I'm always listening, and I'm glad I caught you guys, because I want to, like, talk to you guys, like, try to talk to you guys more. So, but anyway, nothing new, just working, trying to, you know, not think about things too much, and I love when you do these cards on Fridays, or the wild cards, whenever you do them, because I know they sometimes tell you,
yeah,
I know they sometimes tell you something different, so I wanted to check in with you and see what they tell you about me, if they see anything coming, any changes coming, or what they pick up on, like anything to do with love or any changes happening or coming.
All right. Have you heard from the guy?
No, unfortunately, no.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Or tomorrow.
He already gave you 260.
Great, thank you very much. All right. Now, Rachel's really scared.
I'm doing this. You got that.
All right.
All right?
All right. This is 14.
And I got a fucking nuts. Not one of you folks. It's, you know, a scammer. And I shall cure that scammer. I shall put them down like a rabid animal. Go ahead. Take care of Tanika.
All right. So, Tet, you work remotely,
you
got to
talk to her.
Yeah.
Do you ever get out to socialize?
A little bit here and there. Once a week, I've been doing like a dance class, but it's only me one-on-one with one person, which is fine right now. But other than that, not really. I haven't gotten out and socialized.
So if you were going to expand yourself, say romantically, or just in terms of, having a active social life, I think you might have to pick things up a little bit. You know, remember everybody, I can tell you the potential that exists for your life, but you can't just sit and wait for it to come and knock on the door. It doesn't necessarily do that. So if if I see here that you've got opportunities, you have to manifest them yourself, but you also have to kind of put yourself in motion, you know, to make that happen. You can join an online group. You know, there are a lot of things going on online that you used to have to get together offline. Like if those of you that say like to read books, you can join a book club. And if you ever saw the movie, what was the name of it? It was a Jane Austen book club. Hilarious, but it was pretty cool too. And that shows through, say, a movie, entertainment, that you can meet others that way. And through them can come more opportunities. I'm seeing for you, my dear, that, let's see here. You are in transition big time because I'm seeing a lot of nebulous change around you, and the cards will get kind of wacky in a sense. They become a little hard to read because you're in the middle of something new that's coming along. So there's people here you don't know. I don't think you're totally thrilled with the job you have, are you, from what's here?
Not totally, but, I'm also,
yeah.
It's good and bad. You don't have to be in the office around annoying people, which is great for me.
Right.
For me.
And traffic.
That's a
and
big thing.
Absolutely.
It serves its purpose for now.
Right.
Yeah.
But.
Right. It does.
Way better is coming for you. I feel it's still a bit off, like up in the distance. I'm thinking maybe the first of the year, if not sooner. You know, so that will be very good for you to finally get into your own work zone, something that will really serve you well.
International shout out to Virgil in the UK. Kind of belated. We got real busy and stuff, but. There's your shot.
I didn't know he was here.
Yeah, it's been a while, but you were busy. I was busy. We were busy motherfucking bees. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Now, you have a male friend around you. Maybe somebody you work with. Do you communicate with other remote workers at all?
You know, the only other male friend, well, he's not a friend, but my manager, he's nice. He's a male, but he's definitely not my type. And, I still keep in contact with like a friend from back home. He's the gentleman that taught me how to drive. He's way older than me. And then other than that, like Frank always texts me since 2021. He's been texting me. I have not answered him since, but he still texts me, and I have never answered him. But other than I don't keep in contact with anyone.
I've got to tell you something about you. That, in fact, male relationships as friendships for you will often be difficult, very challenging, because your cards indicate, and I think I've seen your Facebook page or I've seen something. Maybe you sent me pictures, but you are incredibly beautiful. And men will feel attracted to you, and they will assume the role of, oh, we'll be friends, you know, but deep down they really want more from you. So that can be difficult. That's one thing. You always have to stay on the up and up with them and remind them, you know, all we're ever going to be is friends or something like that.
The friend zone. Okay.
You know, we have to learn from when Harry met Sally, and Harry and Sally were on the plane when they first met. And Sally looked at him and said, well, what about women you're friends with or something like that? And he said, oh, you pretty much want to screw them too. You know, so it was kind of a truth that came out in the movie. And so just be aware of that. You know, they're not doing nice things for you with strings attached, but they wish there were. For you, I feel that you're still going to hear from that ex-boyfriend, okay? Yeah, he's taking a lot of time, but sometimes it takes that. It does. It took one guy 40 years to apologize to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how he up and dumped me way back when, you know, back when I was the loser queen. If there was a loser out there, boy, I would have a magnet on me.
Well, they say that you have a magnet, but it's more about choice, isn't it?
It is, but it's a choice between sitting and doing nothing or sitting and going and taking a chance.
And then hindsight is maybe sitting and nothing could have been a better choice, right? Hindsight's 2020. As stupid as that cliche sounds.
I don't know that guy, and I really had a whirlwind something.
Then he wasn't a loser magnet then.
Well, he was, yes. He was, I was the loser magnet.
We got to get back to her.
That's what I feel like right now.
I don't get it then. If he was a loser magnet, then he was not the loser. If you had a good time and don't regret it. Because you don't regret things.
Yeah. Well, if women have a tendency to fall in love through... we'll say romantic interludes.
When they get their legs pinned behind their ears, they think it's love.
It can go that
way. Oh, my
way.
God, you're banging me like I'm Bugs effing Bunny with my legs behind my ear. Obviously, you love me if you're doing me like in the back seat of a car. You must love me. What says love more than freaking putting a blanket down on the back seat of a car and going to town like a bunny rabbit? That's got to be love, right?
It often will happen as the bar is closing.
Then that's definitely love.
And you've been doing...
Ugly lights, no ugly lights. What is it? Which one is it?
You've been doing shots together and having a good time with your social group. And then you sort of, because you don't want anybody to know, he'll say, well, hey, I'm going to go out the back door you go out the front.
So there's 0% love chance in that.
Well, I think we still hope for it.
And then did you go play a lottery and then figure that would be your retirement account at the same time with those kind of hopes and those kind of odds?
No, it's how you learn, you know.
It sounds like you women... put your hand in the fire more than once. You don't just learn once. You get burned a lot.
We do.
But we give people chances. Yeah. We see the potential in men.
Yeah, we see the potential. We know that we do. They tell us things.
Charles Manson had a lot of potential, too.
Well.
Yeah, there were people who fell in love with him. So.
He did. I think a couple of those families don't think his potential is that great.
Who?
Sharon Tate.
No.
And the Folgers and all those rich people probably thought, yeah, his potential sucked.
La Bianca's.
Oh, Bianca. Oh, my God.
I don't know who the Folgers were.
I think they were also there. Yeah. They were one of the rich. Well, we made who the Folgers were. The Folgers Coffee Company. There was somebody there. One of them was there, too. But anyway, back to her reading.
Rachel says when you didn't want her, she gave up on you. And, you know, the thing is, and Tamika knows, if it's just a male friend, they're going to likely fall in love with you. So you have
to. It happened to me. Yeah.
Sure.
It ruined like a best friendship I had that I was since I was like 15. We met and he was like a soulmate best friend and it ruined. I thought he would be my best friend forever. And when we became like we went to college. We became like college students. We were at different schools, but I didn't realize my best friend was that in love with me. And, you know, he made a move on me and I developed feelings for him. And I thought, okay, maybe this might mean something. So I let it happen and we got involved. And of course it just didn't last because we were only meant to be best friends. So it ruined everything. I still think about him. I miss him, but it ruined a really, really deep friendship.
Did you say you got intimate with him?
Yeah, she let him. She went down
when
the road.
We became adults. Yeah.
She went
when
down
we became
the road.
Adults, yeah.
It didn't work out in the long run.
Well,
they
tried
the boyfriend girlfriend thing and it didn't work out.
Well, I want her to know you've got one coming up for you. I can't definitively say it's not the ex boyfriend because he is maturing very nicely. It's like he's a turkey and he's cooking beautifully in the oven.
Really?
But he's cooking at a low temperature, and you can't hurry a turkey when you're cooking it, or you're going to end up with this dried-out carcass. If any of you ever saw Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase?
Yeah, they let Uncle Eddie's wife make the
open
turkey.
And when he went to cut into it, it went...
And apparently she cooked it like 8 hours longer than she should have. So yeah.
But,
anyway.
But this guy is coming along beautifully.
This is an ex...
Yeah.
Really?
So right now, she's got to wait so he continues to go bang 1,000 other women and be an asshole until he's ready, right?
You know
that's
what?
Cool. That's
is that
great.
What he's, is that what
so
he's doing?
That's what she said without saying it.
He's busy making money, actually. He's working. But if he is out there, he is still looking backward in these cards. He's looking to the past. He's looking at you. And what's happening here is if he's out there sleeping around, you know.
Well, then fine. That's cool.
Going down Slut Avenue. What's happening is it's making him miss you more.
That guy's got the life.
If you think so. But
Well, because here's what you just said. He can go and go on Bang City for 2-3 years because you told her to wait for him because eventually he's going to get done with that. And he'll be like, all right. I'm done.
No, she's not saying.
What if my little black book says I hit my 500 mark on banging?
She's
women.
Not saying I have to take him back. She's not saying I have to take. She's not saying that I have to take him back. I'm not saying I'll take him back. I'm not saying I'll take him back. I'm just asking. You know, like
excited.
Of course I still feel him. I might have met someone better by then, but she's not saying I'll definitely take him back.
No,
she did say that, but you were like, oh really? When she said that he's getting ready to come back.
It's nice to know that somebody is still thinking about you and looking back.
Okay, that's cool.
And I've always said, nothing gives a guy 20/20 vision of the heart than being in the arms of the wrong woman. Wrong woman.
Or 17 of them.
It depends how long it takes them.
I'm in a week. 17 maybe in a week.
That would be one supercharged penis, don't you think?
Yeah, but you gotta have high hopes, right? You gotta set your goals high.
So
if I were to meet somebody better, you know, by the time he comes back, if he does come back, I wouldn't be, you know, me and him weren't perfect. We were not perfect. Of course, I have feelings for him, but I wouldn't mind meeting somebody who's better for me, who's not gonna hurt my feelings, and who wants something serious. If I met them sooner before he came along, I wouldn't be against that either. If he comes along and it works out, you know, great. But if somebody new is going to come into my life, I welcome that too.
Well, that's where I think you should be thinking. Because this guy, the ex-boyfriend, he kind of did you a little dirty, you know. And I think his conscience is bothering him. But... you know, paybacks are a bitch, like they say, and very much he could come back, and you'll be standing there with another man standing behind you and say, gee, too little, too late, too little. Mm-hmm. And then he'll sit with his old cronies at the bar 20, 30 years and say, as he's drinking his beer, he'll say, she was the one that got away.
She was the one that at least I had 750 other ones before that, you know.
You make it sound like sexercise is better than love, but it's not.
They're apples and oranges, I think, sometimes.
Well.
I mean, obviously, the perfect world, they're both. But, you know, if you can only have an apple but you want an orange, the apples are pretty good, too.
You know, Deborah, I used to, when I first used to talk to Deborah when she was on this for the soul, I used to talk to someone named Nick. That's how I came into Blog Talk. And sometimes I still think about him, and I do not know why the hell I do. I really wish that I didn't. And didn't even say his name out loud right now. I just don't know why he still comes across my mind, but I always told myself I would ask you about him sometime. You know,
that's the man that went to Florida on a jet. Was that Nick?
No, no, okay. This is even further back. He was he was a vet, like Iraqi vet, and his birthday added up to 11/11 in numerology, and like this is from like 2013, 2014. But I don't know if you pick up anything about him. Like, he must be married with children by now or something.
We have. Is he alive?
Right.
Yeah.
Is he even alive?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm asking if she knows, maybe, because you can usually do a little bit of internet search.
You know, sometimes.
He was crazy, so I don't know.
He was crazy?
He was crazy.
So you're not really.
I mean, I was crazy in love with.
You were crazy.
No, I was crazy. It took a lot out of me, that relationship. So that's why I still think about him.
Just curious.
He was crazy.
Well, I think she's kind of just curious, really.
Well, right, and it's okay to be curious.
Absolutely.
Should do with you, if you can call us in again, we need to do these again. The mate, what was it called? The butterfly effect.
Yes.
We do these readings.
It's been a few months.
Oh, and some people just love.
6 months. Or
we have a guy that called, he had been thinking about a girlfriend from like 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's been a few months.
And he wanted to know if what would have happened if they would have stayed together. And I said, I forget the whole reading, but I did say, you're going to see her again and soon. He was like, no, it's been 20 years. I said, yeah, serendipity here. You're going to see her. And he called back a few weeks later and he said, you are not going to believe this. I think if our Facebook or Blog Talk or people can remember this, he said, I was walking into a store and she was right there in front of me, right there with her child that she'd had with somebody else. And he said,
am I going to see any of them, like him or Jose or any of these people? Like, I just feel like I'm a feather just blowing away, and like, you know,
being a feather on the wind is not a bad thing. It's leading you and taking you. Imagine feathers, like how they ebb and flow on the wind. It's taking you where you need to be, where you're meant to be, and with whom. But it is nice to know how somebody feels about you. It really is. There was one in my life many years ago, and we had a terrible argument, and he was really mad at me. And I've asked cards about him in the time since. He's still mad all these years later. And I think, oh, buddy, there's something more to that anger. You're carrying some kind of torch there. So, yeah, I really do believe that you are going to – Nick is on your mind. Watch and see if you don't run into him somewhere, somehow. Somewhere, somehow. Hmm. So, yeah, we're going to bring those readings back. Is he thinking of you? I think you two are on more of a wavelength than you think.
Which guy is this?
This is Nick.
Oh, the dude that, the crazy bastard.
Iraqi
I'm just saying.
Well, you're crazy too.
I'm just saying. There's quite a few of us out there. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so I just want you to know, I see along your path down the road, you are facing a home of your own and a marriage of your own. I mean, you are going to end up happy, truly happy in all of this. Right now, I'm not seeing exactly who he is. It's kind of a question mark right there.
You know, that's crazy because that's what I meant to call you about the other day, but I didn't get in. I wanted to ask you about that, if you saw children and marriage for me, like, anytime soon. Because, I'm, you know, I'm getting up there, and I worry about that, if it's ever going to happen for me in this life. And I was trying to get in to ask you that the other day.
Soon is a relative word. Soon, you know. I think soonest is a more accurate word rather than soon. Soon is just so abstract and, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
I think
life considered a failure if you don't have children?
Well, if you
no.
I'm just curious because, I mean, that was like, oh, I was like, does that mean like?
I don't think of it like that. I just like children. That's all I've always. That's why.
That's cool.
It's not a failure. It's for me. I don't care about what people's society's perception of me with or without kids. I'm not like that. Like I care for me in my heart. Like I still like cartoons, and I've always been really good with kids. I just have a special place with them. That's why I'm just wondering.
Well, I'm pretty sure you're meant to have them, from what I've seen. And how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
You can say ish.
I'm 40. Early 40s. Early.
You still got time. They have made so many advances in obstetrics and such. I had a lady who gave birth. She came to me. She was terrified of doing another in vitro because those cost a lot of money.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. I can't afford. I tried before I moved here to see if I could go that route, like freeze eggs and in vitro. And when I saw the doctors told me how much it was, it ended up not becoming something that was.
It's so
expensive.
At the time,
so,
she gave birth at 53 years of age. She was in good shape.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So, we're ending.
So that means she'll be 71 damn years old at the high school graduation.
Well,
71.
It's a new world now, Jim.
70 frickin' one at the high school. The kids will be like, hey, I'm glad your grandma made it. No, that's my mom.
Well, tell that to Pacino and tell that to Baldwin because they're not thinking about that. So,
I think those are not examples that we should all follow, is those two bastards.
But I want you to look at women and how they have.
They're not even going to be alive when those kids graduate high school.
Will I be able to have kids without, you know, the in vitro and all that is expensive. I don't think I can afford to be able to do it that way. So am I not going to be able to have kids if I don't have.
I do see you'll have children.
And that's what matters is that you
I
don't,
always have.
She doesn't see that you need that medical procedure, right?
And what the universe or the higher power, God, however you want to look at this.
Whatever your thing
is. This divine intervention for you has for you not to conceive a child.
Until it's meant to be,
with
right?
a loser.
Until
with
it's
a,
meant to be.
Yeah.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah. And look at these women today. They're in their 70s. They're gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
They don't look like a worn-out old boot.
You know the ones in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Deb was one of them.
Hollywood.
I had a heat stroke as a kid.
You're not 71.
No.
Anyway.
Get it up there. But,
don't add years to your age, Deb. You're young.
Oh, now that's about the nicest thing he has said to me.
You're young. Well, I'm also not 18, so she is young. You know, 18-year-old would call her old. You know, 18-year-olds are and stuff.
You're old.
Yeah. But you're not. All right.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, we are at the minute mark. We got to wrap things up.
Yeah, we got to go.
Then she is the most patient woman on this planet.
Yeah, you've waited a long
time.
She
held for like an eternity for her reading. So that is awesome that she did that.
So please call us again.
Totally.
Yeah, you call us. We love
to hear
from
you. I don't have that patience. That is awesome.
It's all right. I know how you guys go already. I listen all the time, so I know how the show goes. So I'm glad that I got to ask my question.
Thanks a lot.
Are you guys going to be on tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, Saturday, yes. Bingo. And we got to, right now, I got to put her on mute.
Right.
And we got to hit the rap song.
We'll
I'm going to pick one, all right?
What rap song?
I'm just going to, wrap it up.
Sweet time. Sweet time.
I didn't even look. I just clicked.
Every dream
comes true, and I sorry to say, Lawrence Welk.
There's probably a lot of people on that show. Take care,
everybody. Bye-bye. Very nice.
There we go. Now it's the Facebookers.
7 p.m. Eastern.